Hey guys, it's your girl Be Unapologetic. Welcome back to episode 2. It's been a little minute, but you know, had to take a little detour for a second. Just wanted to come back and build with you guys and, you know, just touch on some things that me and my homegirl was talking about tonight. But how are you guys? I wish I could hear y'all say good. Not so interactive. So, you know, tonight, to get started, me and a friend of mine, we were talking. And we were talking about loneliness. And she's like to that point where she's just like, I'm tired of being alone. I'm lonely, you know, my sex life sucks. Can't take it anymore. Coronavirus got me feeling all types of ways. You know, she was just like real off balance because she didn't have that connection, that masculine connection, you know, that masculine energy around her. And, you know, it had me like really building with her with, why are you lonely? Because I remember being this girl. I was this girl not that long ago. Like, why are you so lonely? One, she's not alone. She has children. So, you know, why aren't you finding the joy and the simple pleasures of waking up to healthy, nourished, you know, emotionally stable children? But even if you didn't have children, like if you didn't have any kids and you were in a one bedroom apartment, a place that you created all your own, why are you lonely? Like, you have to really look at yourself and understand that you are your best company. Becoming one with yourself is like the best feeling in the world. And don't get me wrong, because at the end of the day, I'm a human. I'm a real chick. And I have my moments where I'm just like, I'm tired of being alone. You know, I just want that masculine around me. I just want to feel like a woman. I want to be loved. I want to make love. Like, I have my moments like that. But where have you ignored your soul? And when I mean by ignore your soul, like if you're feeling a feeling of loneliness, your soul's crying out for something. And I started to suggest to her, like, well, what do you do to connect with yourself? And she's like, what do you mean connect with myself? I'm like, what do you do to connect with yourself? That person inside, or what do you do to become one with you? Because once you become one with you, there, you don't have such strong feelings of, oh, I'm so lonely. Yeah, you crave and you fantasize about the companionship. But when you become one with yourself, you find ways and you feel so complete that the companionship and the man in your life, the man or the woman in your life, is the bonus to all your hard work. Like, I'm going to talk from my perspective because I can't speak on everybody else's journey. But for me to start getting to the point where I stopped seeking sex to fill void or drinking to fill a void, I had to get to a point after several healing sessions and going through some work with my girl Jenny Lynn. Shout out to my girl, my best friend in the freaking world. Sex and drinking don't fill those voids. So what I had to start doing is healing some of the things that caused me to feel these deep feelings of like this depression of loneliness. I started to heal. I started to go back and really dig deep and realize I was feeling these strong feelings of loneliness because I always suffer from really strong abandonment issues and always feeling left behind or always feeling like forgot about. So I started to heal those things inside of me. And the healing part is not easy. The healing is the ugly part. Like, a lot of shadow work, a lot of writing, a lot of purging. The big things for me was learning to affirm the things that I wanted for myself. And when you affirm things for yourself, you have to really say these things and mean those things. Like, really believe that you are those things. Like, really believe that those things are going to happen. So if you wake up in the morning and say, look in the mirror and you affirm, today is going to be a day full of love and joy and success. You have to, and that's just something I'm saying off the top of my head because sometimes I get really deep with my affirmations. But if you get up and you say that to yourself, you have to say that and really mean that shit. It's kind of like praying and not believing that it's, you know, your prayer is going to work. What's the point of praying? You know, if you're going to still worry about it, don't pray. So you have to start affirming these things into your life. You know, like, I am enough. I am whole. I am complete. I am completely one with myself. You know, I enjoy my company. Tell yourself that. No matter how big or small the affirmation is, you should really start to affirm certain things in your life. Speak the things into your life that you want. Another thing I had to learn how to do, and I still struggle up and down with this, not the greatest in this, but I'm really learning, is meditation. Meditation really helps you to kind of just block out and concentrate on what's important, which is you. Learn to meditate. And people think that meditating is all sitting in Indian style, having your hands out. That's not meditation. Meditation is any moment that you can just take your mind off of what's going on around you and focus. Okay, another thing that's the biggest thing for me with this whole loneliness thing is protecting my energy. Because what was happening was I was hanging around a bunch of people who felt the same way. So naturally, I just attached to their feelings for the day. So sometimes I would get up in this wonderful mood. Like, I would be in a bomb ass mood, the sun shining, daughter's off to school, money in my pocket, car full of gas, let's go. And then I get around my friends and it's like, ugh, fuck these niggas. I'm so lonely. I need a man. Like, everything is just downhill from the moment you get around your friends. So sometimes you have to protect your energy from people who are just really low vibrational. Okay? Loneliness comes when you just sit still and you're not living your life. Loneliness is such an illusion. It's such an illusion, okay? And you have complete control over how you feel. You need to go out and live your life and live your life on purpose and unapologetically. If you love, do things you love to do. If you love to write, get out and write. But don't sit in a dark room and write. Go sit in a park. Sit under a tree. Sit anywhere that brings you happiness and calm and write. If you want to dance, if you love to dance, dance where what makes you happy. If you like to go salsa dancing, you like to dance to reggae, go do that. But you have to continue to live your life. If you like to travel, get up and travel. I don't care if the trip is an hour. If it takes you away from being so closed in, until you master being alone, then do what you have to do. But do understand that as you start to live more unapologetically, some people cannot come with you because people are such energy drainers, and some people are okay with being low vibrational. So if you're trying to live a high vibrational life and you really trying to like affirm and speak good things into your life, because words are so powerful, what we speak we manifest, you have to let some people go. Friends, family, job, man, because sometimes we be in relationships. I was in a relationship for 13 years and it was the loneliest place I had ever been in my entire life. So stop with the notion that when I get a man, all of this loneliness is going to come to an end, because sometimes the loneliest place you can be is in a relationship that is so low vibrational, that's toxic, and somebody with somebody who you're not even supposed to be with, that you're just with just to say that I have that person, or just to say I'm not lonely, when deep down inside your soul is lonely. Your heart and soul is screaming out for help. And I've been there. That's a very dark place. I was in a relationship for a very long time, very lonely. Very lonely, very isolated, but I stayed because this is my family. This is what I wanted. We have our daughter, we have this, we have that, and this is where I need to be. So I sacrificed myself, I sacrificed my happiness, I sacrificed everything that I ever wanted so that I could create a picture that would be desirable by other people, when deep down inside I was dying inside. Literally, I felt like a bird whose wings were literally sewn down. Like, I could not even spread my wings to fly. And so imagine a bird, a beautiful, beautiful bird that cannot fly. So don't attach to things thinking that it's going to take the loneliness away. Make sure that you attach yourself to high vibrational things that are serving your soul. You know, you can't be lonely when you one with yourself, because your soul is your best friend. Your best friend who's like all the time cheering you on, like slapping thighs, and you could tell her anything. And when she's upset, you can give her hugs. Like, refer to your soul as your best friend. Nurture her. Take care of her. Like, that's your baby. Because that little voice inside that's telling you it's lonely, that's just you talking to you. So be very careful of the things you attach to, because sometimes the things that we attach to are the things that's making us feel lonely. You know, just continue to live, continue to affirm, continue to dig deep and heal, because a lot of the loneliness that we feel are just triggers to our abandonment and codependent, you know, behaviors that we've been attached to all our lives. You know, focus on filling your own cup. That's another thing that I had to really, really learn, because I can refer back to a relationship and he will remain like nameless, but everybody knew that this man in my life was like God to me. And to think I was referring to him as God when really I was the God. But he was like God to me. So even if a month went by before he would reach out, once he finally reached out, it was like, oh my God, yes, finally. And he would come around weeks straight, even months, and I would just nurture him and talk to him and counsel him and, you know, have sex with him and, you know, massage him and make sure he was okay and talk to him all night. And I would do everything I could just to keep him there, because this time I'm doing all this. I'm doing all the right things. I learned from last time, you know, I'm not going to say no. Anything he need, I'm going to do it. This time he won't disappear. This time is going to be the time that he stays. So he would come around and I would do everything I can to keep him there. And I didn't realize how draining he was to me. I didn't realize that he was draining me. So the whole time I'm pouring into him, he's standing there with his cup, with both of his hands, and he's holding his cup, and I'm just pouring into it because he came to me on knee. So I'm pouring into it. I'm pouring into it. And now he's so full, he's overflowing. And I'm standing there with my cup, and my cup is empty because I've taken everything from me and I've given it to him. And I'm standing there and I'm looking up at him. And visualize yourself looking up and begging, like you're so thirsty, like walk through a desert thirsty, and you're waiting for him because this cup, you know, filled him up so much. You done gave him so much. His cup is overflowing. And all you're asking for is a sip. Just drop some in here. And when you blink and look up, he's gone. And your cup is still empty and his is running over. And now you feel this void because he's gone. So you're like, nah, he probably just sleep today. He'll call me tomorrow. A day go by. A week go by, and now you die in inside because you're thirsty. He's literally drained everything out of you. You have nothing else to give because you've given it all to him. Fill your own cup, and you need to start filling people from your overflow. Because people will drain you. People will use you because they know that you will go and walk a desert for them. But we got to stop walking deserts for people who won't walk across the street from us because you still standing there with your cup on E begging for a sip and he's gone. So now you got to go and fill your cup with other things. So you call that nigga that you need. You call that nigga that you know you could, you know, head up for some D anytime. You go cop your favorite bottle because that's going to make me feel better. Because when I'm drunk, I'm laughing, my music going. I ain't thinking about the fact that this nigga done disappeared on me again. I'm filling my cup. Right? You filling your cup with sex. You filling your cup with alcohol. You filling your cup with gossip. You filling your cup with fake friends. And when you wake up, you still feel lonely. Because you filled your cup with things that aren't serving your soul. So you really didn't fill your cup, you filled your void. So that's how I battled my loneliness issues. I concentrated on filling my own cup. Living my life purposely, and I dish out what I can afford to give you. So if my cup looks like it's not full, you can't sip from it. If you're not catching what's falling from mine, if you're not drinking from my overflow, then I can't feed you. So be very careful with the word loneliness, what you attach to, and filling other people's cup when yours is empty. That should really help. I'll be right back, y'all. All right, guys, I'm back. First part, I was just talking to you, but this segment, I have a question to ask. And it's a really serious question. And I know you can't answer me as I'm asking a question, but I want you to really sit and think about your answer. Jealous, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile. All right. So, he told you he loved you, but do you really love you? They say that you're beautiful, but do you really think you're beautiful? They glorify your words. They lust over your body. But do you really see what they see? Do you really love you? That's the question. Do you love you? You see, because if you don't really love you, stop seeking the love from others. Seek the love from you. Because see, at the age of 39, I'm just now learning to fully fall in love with every part of me. So while I was out here in the world, in this wild, wild world, I was seeking love and everything, everybody to just say, I love you. And it didn't matter if I love myself, you said it, so you meant it. When really deep down inside, I needed to learn to love myself. Because the thing about it is, let's say that you were dating a really, really dope ass guy. He was giving you a good ass vibe. You know, y'all really, really feeling each other. Then out of the blue, he just says, you know, babe, I'm really feeling you. And, you know, I'm really liking the vibe of things, you know, but it's something that, you know, I want to talk to you about. He licking his lip. He looking all fine. And out of nowhere, he just tells you, you know, I really feel like you should lose a little bit of weight. Or I really feel like you should stop talking like this because I like it better when you talk like that. I want you to stop dressing like that because, you know, I really like it when you look like this. How are you going to take that information? Are you going to be like, all right, you know, well, I'm going to give him what he wants? Or you going to be like, nah, you take me as I am. I am who I am. You either love me or leave me alone. And that's where self-love kicks in, because I feel like a lot of us struggle with loving who we really are and accepting who we are. And see, you set the standard for how people accept you and how people deal with you. Because if you was on some, nah, fuck that. I'm staying true to who I am unapologetically. You know, that's my favorite word. And they either deal with it or they get to step in. That's what you call standing in your divinity. That's what you call loving who you are and living in your truth. But when you feel like you gotta constantly change yourself to keep a connection with somebody, that's not self-love. That's self-betrayal. And a lot of people are so busy battling with the betrayals that was brought against them that they don't realize that the deepest betrayals we suffer from are the ones we put on ourselves. Not being true to who you are is like the biggest mistake that we make. Changing who you are just to keep a connection or to stay in a relationship or to keep a job or to stay in a friendship or hang in a certain circle, that is not self-love. That's self-betrayal. And if you've ever done this before, then you know how shitty it makes you feel after you've done it. You feel me? Like today at work, I'll use myself as an example. Today at work, my boss really came for me. I've been at this job a little over a year, and I was like really honored. I felt really honored to have a job. Like, oh my God, they chose me for this job. When really I should have been like, this is such an honor for you guys to have me. You guys are so honored to have me, you know, like I'm blessing you guys with all this divine knowledge. And if you listen closely, I'll guide you a little bit while we at it, you know, but I was always like, yes, yes, Master, thank you so much for choosing me. You know, so today my boss came for me. Every time she came for me, it was just like, I would just sit there. I would take it and yes, yes, yes. I was a yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Every time she came for me. And I felt so betrayed at the end of the day because it was like, why didn't you say what you really needed to say? So today she comes for me and she came for me strong. She had nothing better to do. It was her day off. And finally, that inner voice inside of me, that voice that I said refused to be silenced, that I still sometimes silence out of fear sometimes, because, you know, it's a up and down battle with the fear and stuff and fully standing on your word. I go up and down. I'm not perfect. So finally today, I just was like, man, fuck that.
I was like, I'm not sitting here biting my tongue. I'm not taking it. I'm not changing the way I'm doing things. I'm going to do things the way I've been doing them because the job is getting done and the job is getting done damn good. And I basically told her that. But that feeling of victory for just standing up for me, that feeling of just like, nah, do you know how honored you are to be standing in my presence? You talking to a motherfucking divine feminine right here. You are not about to come for me. And I betrayed myself by laying down and taking the swords you stuck in my back. I say that to say this. Stop changing who you are. Stop watering yourself down. Stop speaking ebonically to fit in. Stop trying to alter yourself. Stop trying to lose that weight. Stop trying to change the way you dress. Change your hair. Stop trying to do all these things to please other people unless the person you are trying to please is yourself. You don't know how many nights I have cried because I felt like, damn, yo, I really did that and I didn't want to. I really wanted to wear that, but I was so afraid how, you know, people would look at me in that. That color ain't gonna look good on me. That hairstyle, he ain't gonna really like that. He really want a natural girl. I'm not gonna wear my lace front today. You know, like, not being who the fuck I really am. So I ask you again, like, do you love you? Because you the baddest one out there. That's the mentality you gotta wake up with every day. Boss bitch mentality, rich bitch mentality. And this goes out to my niggas too. Excuse my language, but y'all know we get a little raw around here. But this goes out to my niggas too. Boss nigga mentality, God nigga mentality, rich nigga mentality. Wake up every morning knowing that the honor is theirs for you to grace that present. And you don't have to water yourself down, change yourself, or be anything else just to please anybody else. You are the gift. You are the loss. So with that being said, sit down and ask yourself, do you love you? Because if you really do, it doesn't matter if anybody else does. All right, y'all, I'm out. Thank you for coming back for episode 2. Listen out for episode 3. We're going to keep it light and keep going deep. I love y'all. I'm out.